Hello. What is good, everybody? Welcome. It is Monday, October 28th, 5:30 in the evening. That means talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is up next, and we got the hashtag Full Squad in the building. Before we get started, as always, we want to thank some of the people that support us. We'll start by thanking you. Thank you to everyone who pledged over the last week or so. We just about reached our goal. Yeah, we're just 2,500 short. So when spring rolls around, make sure you keep that in mind. But we do appreciate everyone who did pledge any amount of money and allows us to stay independent. That's awesome. We also want to thank Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. Thank you to Mountain Sports. Thank you to you for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
What's good, everybody? Talk about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Jarrell Gilbert, in the building. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, Derek Isumaki.
What's good, party people?
We also have the overwhelmed and underprepared Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucas.
Hey, what it do?
My man, DJ J Pounds, a.k.a. Jordan Booth.
What's the deal?
And of course, Bradley Feingold, a.k.a. Statman Brad.
Yeah!
You want to try that one more time?
Yeah!
There we go. There we go.
Brad doesn't really know how to approach his mic right now.
It's weird.
Yeah, he's, yeah. There's like nothing
on his mic. His mic is raw dogging it.
He's got no condom on the mic.
Living dangerously. Don't get too close.
Hope you trust your girl.
Tuck into your mic real quick.
Yeah? You want me to talk to my mic right now? Just get a little test in there?
There
yeah,
we
yeah, yeah, okay. I don't want to go too high on this one. I don't want to hurt anybody's ears.
Yeah, no, you're good. We just had you too low.
Let the host do your soundboard stuff. Yeah.
We got a big show to get into. We got college football on the way. You're dead to me. We got some professional football. Do the Warriors suck? We'll talk about that. And all sorts of stuff. We got our foreign correspondent. And
this is a beautiful time for our
God,
show.
I can't wait for
it. Really is.
This is like the prime. Every this sport is happening. Yeah. Every sport is happening.
This is the best that time matters. Of year. Yeah. This is literally the best time of year. You have the World Series, you have basketball starting, you have hockey starting, you have football into the mix of it. This is the best time of year.
I mean, you got playoffs going on in one sport, you got one beginning, a new season. Hype and hope they're everywhere.
It's at an all time high.
Yeah.
Like my low self esteem.
That's low, not high, but thank you.
So it would be at the all-time low.
My low self-esteem is at an all-time high. You guys, come on. Add it up.
I mean, I'm picking up what you're putting down right now, but it's...
Yeah, not working for me.
This is live radio. We don't do map on here, okay?
That's a no for me, dog. Anyway, let's start with the World Series because we have spent about 7.5 minutes since the baseball season started on this show talking baseball.
Excellent.
So maybe we should start there. So the Washington Nationals came out and stunned everyone by absolutely rocking Gerrit Cole and Verlander in the first two games. You guys know that Verlander is 0-5 in the World Series?
Really?
As a starting pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Wait, two years ago when they won it? They won
Yep. They didn't win any starts.
Nothing.
He has never won a World Series
start. Kershaw's got at least a World Series dub.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So sick. Yeah. How about those nuts, y'all?
Suck it, Verlander.
I don't know what to do with that.
Sorry, man.
However, if you haven't been paying attention, this would be a great time to get into baseball. At max, you only have to pay attention to two more games.
Two more.
It's best of three games. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
It's not best of three. This is why you don't math on air, my friend. So, the Nationals jumped all over the Astros in Houston, and Houston has managed to come back. Winning three games in a row in Washington, and now the series is 3-2 headed back to Houston for the final two games.
This has honestly probably been like best World Series.
Is it 2-3-2 or is it 2-2-1-1-1?
No, so there's 3-2.
Yeah, it's 2 in Houston right now. But yeah, I would say this has been
3-2 Houston.
Yes. So no home team has won, which is glorious.
Which has never happened. Yeah, which has never happened.
I mean, it's amazing for me because you know how much I love seeing home teams.
Just wait for the stat of the day on that one.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
Well, there's a surprise on that one.
Right. Well, keep us waiting.
Wait, we will. Surprise, Brad.
Do you have a stat you're trying to drop right now that you're not going
yet,
to?
No,
we got to wait for the stat of the day. That's how the game works.
Okay.
All
right.
Brad's the parent that buys his kids gifts and then is like, hey, you want to see what I got you?
I'm going to tease you guys.
No, he's like, hey, your Christmas gift?
Fire.
In 2024 is going to be so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, this World Series actually.
I still got the Nats.
Really?
I really do.
Winning two in a row in Houston.
Minute Maid Park, man, it's just. They're built for that.
Is Scherzer coming back?
Is he on his back?
He was scratched.
Strasburg's the next in line. So.
Yeah, he's the next one. I think they might have Scherzer for game seven if it goes that far.
Right.
The next game is what? Tuesday, right?
Tomorrow.
So it's what? It's Verlander versus
Strasburg.
Yeah.
That's pretty
much Strasburg. Strasburg panned out this last game.
Panned out this entire postseason.
Yeah, he's been killing.
Shout out to him too for coming back off that Tommy John surgery at the beginning of his career and turning into an all-world pitcher.
He was that up talk coming into the year coming into his career, and he kind of injury riddled J.J. Watt style, just always kind of just battling an injury. This year he's been on fire, especially in the postseason. And I like him to win game five or game six and then take a cortisone shot and get Scherzer into game seven.
Yeah. All accounts, he had back spasms. Max Scherzer.
The article I read said his wife had to dress him.
Yeah, it was bad.
He couldn't even put that. That is love.
Shout out to you, Miss Scherzer.
So there's no way he's going to be starting, right?
Cortisone shot's going to get him. There's updates.
People play on torn ACLs with cortisone shots.
Yeah, but that's.
You ever played
Game seven
of the World Series. You pull it together.
Let's get it. You have two different color irises. You can deal with some back pain.
I think the thing we're missing, the one story that we're missing about this whole World Series thing is how does the Nationals get into the World Series, potentially winning the whole thing? How bad does that make Bryce Harper look?
Oh, I love it.
I don't think it makes him look bad.
It makes him feel bad.
That'd make it make him feel good. You got to think he spent his entire seven, eight year career on this team. He's built a relationship with some of these guys have been in his wedding. The national team are his boys, right?
Yeah, but so for them to have major success after you leave.
Do you think he's like super happy, like texting his boys? Like, dude, I'm
absolutely
so proud.
Not.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Think about it this way, John. Let's say you graduate college and you get a great job and you get a really good job, good job offer, and you have to move from Chico. 2 weeks later, you find out that this show just got picked up by ESPN and we're all making couple $100,000, but you decided to go for the quick money instead. You'd probably be happy for us, but you'd also kind of wish the show didn't work out on ESPN.
Let's be honest, I would hate you guys.
that's what Bryce Harper is right now. He's
he's probably happy for us. It's probably so many conflicting emotions. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not watching any of the World Series.
The only way he's texting his boys is if they win. Congrats on the dub. But he ain't going to be the one that's like, yo, man, wish you luck. No, he's like, it's all bad luck going his way.
Well, you don't think after he didn't make the playoffs that he's not hitting up his boys prior to the Dodgers series, prior to, you know what I mean? Like, the Nationals were not, they are the San Francisco Giants of the last decade. No one was anticipating them to go anywhere. They were the wild card team, the play-in team, and they just got on a hot streak like the Nationals have been, like the Giants were back in the day with pitching.
I think he was might have been texting his boys on the Nats up until they made the World Series. And I think that's when he was like, okay.
The group chat got a little dry, right?
Got a little
he hit mute on the group chat real quick. Like, I'm not messing with you.
Every single time, he's probably like, all right, game five at Dodger Stadium. Yeah, they ain't making it past them. Oh, St. Louis, all right, they're a tough opponent. Yeah, yeah. Oh, damn, they swept them. Damn, all right. Yeah, and then now he's like, okay, come on. Just get one in
Juan
Houston, boys. One
Soto.
In Houston.
But just to get your guys' prediction. So what is your prediction? I think I got to go into seven, but I got Houston pulling it out.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Houston. The home team's got to win a game, you would imagine.
I mean, naturally, you would think... just coming into this series, everyone, you know, had Houston with their batting lineup mixed with great pitching, obviously. I love the underdog story, though, man. I really do like the Nationals. I think their bats are coming alive. Juan Soto turning 21 two, three days ago and crushing
that,
this playoff
that
series.
That ball he hit at Minute Maid Park as a left-hander to hit it in Oppo up at the where the train is. I've been in that park. That is a moonshot.
Yeah, and he hit another one last night. I mean, obviously it wasn't warranted when they were down 8-1. But, he's played in four World Series games, five World Series games, and have three home runs.
Derek, who do you have?
I want to go for the story where no home team wins because that's just
glorious. Yeah, that would be fun.
Let's go Nats. I want to see it. So I want to see the Nats win.
Me and Derek are...
Brad?
Well, yeah, I'm not going for because I want to see the Nats. I want to go because I want to see the fans cry. I want to see tears flow from
fan
people.
At its best, dude.
I see this going seven games, though, but I have Houston winning it all. I see Verlander not getting the win, going 0-6, but Houston coming back. They've got playoff experience.
Verlander going 0-6. Married to Kate Upton. There we go.
I mean, hey, there could be worse things in the world.
Is he going
the dude's a Hall of Famer, all right? He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
In life. In either case, next Monday, we will have an answer for you guys as to...
Wait, Trey, what do you got?
You already said Houston.
I said Houston.
You have Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. H-Town.
Let's keep it moving.
Let's absolutely. We just spent 11 minutes on baseball. Yeah,
that's
more
the most time we spent all year on baseball.
I mean, it's only one game.
Knock on wood if you're with me, boys.
No, I'm not with you.
Our time entire. All right, I take it back. You know what?
No, you can't take it back, dude.
No, I've been persuaded by the group.
No give you backies.
You can't take back a tab.
God, I wish I could. Several of them. Out. This is FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, you're listening to Talking About Practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Let's keep it pushing. Let's talk some college football. John, you have, for the most part, been on fire with your picks all season. This was kind of a weird weekend, and the fact that, we don't need to talk about Texas yet. We'll get into that shortly. But Oklahoma, at number 5, falls to K-State.
Man.
Big game.
I mean, let's not get it twisted. Kansas State is a good program, has been for a while in the Big 12. Obviously, they've never been a Oklahoma State competing team, but they're always that potential team to knock someone off. They're a really well-coached team. Also, it's just like a Utah, just like a BYU, they have a really good home-based program. People show out for their team. It's really hard to win in that stadium. But still, man, Oklahoma is one of those teams that's it gives me flashes to Pac-12, man. Like, you have one of these conferences that you're a well-qualified team that should go to the playoff preseason, and you just have this blunder, you know? I mean, hats off to the offense. It's just the defense kind of blundered on the play calling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just sad to see a lot of these conferences outside of the SEC and the ACC just beating up on each other to where, like you said, they have qualified teams, but they just lose to
just
a little
unranked.
Bit, little bit, yeah, unranked teams that are in their conference that are good, they're decent, and they have quality wins themselves. So,
I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
As an Ohio State fan.
No, I mean, not even because we were going to make the playoff regardless. I mean, we won the playoff with the fourth seed. It doesn't matter to us. We don't care. As long as we get in, we have a shot.
Y'all had an easy ass schedule, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I mean, so has Clemson. So has Oklahoma for the most part.
Right now, a lot of these teams that are actually proving themselves against playing tough opponents are losing some of those games because they're playing a tough schedule.
And Ohio State
is just walking along. The yellow brick road.
I
100% like it ain't no
agree
problem.
With you, Derek, but if there's been a blueprint set to where you don't have to play anybody to go to the national championship game, why would you take that risk?
But see, this is my factor. Like, everyone's talking about let's expand the playoff. Let's make college football more interesting and get more kids in.
I don't want to.
I don't want that. What I want is I want a rule change in non-conference play. I'm sick and tired of Alabama playing these FCS South Dakota State.
Citadel.
Citadel and South Dakota State want those
The
games.
Southeastern.
Yes,
because they get paid $2 million to play these teams. Exactly. I get those blown out.
Yeah.
But, like, you schedule those for your first week. Let's get those blowouts out of the first week.
So, and then that's it.
And then your next two non-conference get. I want to see Alabama play a Big Ten team, a Big 12 team, a Pac-12 team. Like, I want to see
and play them at their house because they will never play them at their house.
I mean,
let's not even give them a neutral field.
We'll even get that far.
Yeah.
Let's just have them schedule some really competitive games.
Like what was it?
Like,
LSU,
look at the Pac-12. The USC, Cal, all their non-conference games have been Ole Miss, have been Arkansas. Yeah, they're SEC teams, but they're not the greatest. You know what I mean? They're struggling programs right now, but they're still SEC non-conference games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not playing they're going out there. They're not playing Portland State or, those small D1 schools or even the FCS schools.
I think that might be the exact argument to be made, though, for expanding the playoff. If you expand the playoff, then every game isn't as crucial. So if you are bold enough and you take on a really tough opponent as your out-of-conference game at the beginning of the season and you lose, it could be a death blow to you currently. But if there's eight teams, you can afford to possibly lose two games if you beat some really good teams along the way. But let's keep it pushing, though, because we got a lot of show to get to, and we still have more college football. LSU beats Auburn. Auburn has had one of the toughest schedules.
LSU and Auburn.
They've both been playing great. That was a really fun game.
Yep.
LSU is going, they are the number one team in the country, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But the biggest news is LSU's newest commit has the greatest name
ever.
I think period.
Period.
Should
be in the WWE.
In the history of names.
Some would say it's the coldest.
Hey, I see what you did there. So their newest recruit that just committed to LSU, his name is DeColdest, first name. Middle name, to Eva Do It, Crawford. DeColdest, to Eva Do It, Crawford.
What is his nickname? Cold? DeCold?
DeCold.
DeCold.
Ice.
Ice
Eva?
Baby.
I just think about the person's dad who named this kid. Like, he was just listening
to mother.
That Drake Forever song with Lil Wayne, and if he just like last name ever, first name greatest. he was like, this is what I need to name my son. Like, this is how I'm gonna put it together. And he was just like, the coldest to ever do it. Damn, that's hard.
Man, talk about living vicariously.
Yeah, he was like, you're gonna be the coldest to ever do it. That's what I know.
How much pressure is that on your son?
Man, well,
I mean, obviously he's living up to it.
It's panned out. He's a 5-star recruit.
Yeah, fair enough. I wonder
who his piece dad is. Then, like, he's got to have some good genes.
He's lukewarm.
Ex gangbanger.
Yeah. Okay.
Ex gangbanger.
Tats on his face, but he's a good guy though.
Yeah. He's a form now.
He changed his life over.
His name is Luke Crawford. They call him Warm.
Mr. Crawford, I'm playing out there. If you're listening, I'm playing. I don't want to get murdered.
comes all the way from the bayous to Chico. You know. Hey. Michigan got another win.
Finally, thank you. God, I've been waiting for this. What are we doing?
Wish you would have taken that spread, huh?
Yeah, I'll still take that loss, man. Wow, I can't. I mean, let's face it, Notre Dame, when have they ever been good? Like, have they ever been good?
Notre Dame just gets exposed. I'm so sick of Notre Dame having an independent league where they play whoever they want because in the 70s they were decent.
It's been a while. I'm just saying. Like,
I'm so sick of this. Join the Power 5 conference. Let's have Notre Dame join the ACC, or let's have Notre Dame join the Power 5 conference.
For everything but football, they're in ACC.
Exactly. So, yes. Like, it's ridiculous. You know, these kids get hyped up all year. They're 6-0. It's like a Pac-12 team. They get 6-0, and then they face a real team.
I mean, Michigan's not a real team. But let's be real.
Michigan is a real team. They have 5-star recruits year in and year out. They have top – whether Jim Harbaugh is doing his worth or not, they are a good program. You know what I mean? It's hard to come to the big house and play in that kind of situation in front of 108,000 people that are in a Michigan state that don't have a professional. I mean, besides the Pistons, they don't have a. I mean, the Lions. No one cares. Like, it's Michigan. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with Ohio. Like, they're a college football state. They need to have that camaraderie of just confidence of beating teams. And Michigan doesn't have it, but they always expose Notre Dame.
Well, again, like always. I said, Notre Dame has not been good for a very long time. I don't know why we still pay them any attention. I will say they're, you know, they do take the whole recruiting process a little seriously. Like, they actually, like, you know, you got to be a student there. You know, you can't just you can't just be an athlete. So, shouts to them for being, you know.
God, the Pac-12 has eaten itself alive this
every
year.
Every year, the Pac-12 eats itself
every
up.
Single
they
year.
Had I'm so many teams in the top 25 3 weeks
to somebody
ago.
In the division every year. USC starts out strong.
I mean,
and then
Oregon
starts
almost
to fall
lost
apart.
To Washington State.
Yeah,
Oregon always finds a way
they
to lose.
Barely won that game. Rough.
And they had the early loss in the season. That pretty
right.
much ruined
I mean,
their
that's
chances.
A tough loss, though, to Auburn. Yeah. You know, that's a good team.
First game of the
you
year.
You know, and
right,
they
yeah.
lost in the waning seconds of the game.
Yeah.
But I mean,
still rough.
Man.
Rough for the Pac-12,
well,
man.
Let's pick it up, you know?
Now, if Oregon hadn't lost all year or since that game, do you think they would be a top 15, top 10 team?
100%.
They are a top 15 team. They're seven in the country.
Yeah, they're number seven.
They'd probably be in the top four, honestly.
Yeah.
They probably would try to slide Clemson out of there.
Yeah, if you can imagine them beating Auburn,
No, I'm just saying if that was the only loss that they had.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right.
Cool. Let's talk more college football.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, now give me my money.
That is the name of the game. Give me my money. Yeah. Looking to the futures, still keeping it rolling. Last week, we took four games. We went 3-1, bringing our overall to 49-16 on the year, boys. 49-16. Someone hire me on your corporate team, because I'm winning. I am winning. The money that I'm making is going back into
That's about 75% out there for you math heads. 75% from the field. That's just better than Shaq.
I'm Hall of Famer. I'm a Hall of Famer right now, boys. This week, we got a three-team pick. Keeping it weird. College football is getting intense. We got big matchups this week.
Okay, let's get to them.
Yeah, I'm taking a breath just because Derek's going to look at me weird. I'm taking Michigan this week, boys. I'm taking Michigan.
Who are they playing?
Michigan is... Derek, why are you asking me that, dude?
I mean, I feel like it's a logical step.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah. You're just taking them. I'm just rolling with them. Whatever. Yeah. We'll see. Whatever happens, happens.
Brad, where are you at?
Wait, what? Who's Michigan playing this week?
Michigan plays Maryland this week.
Michigan's playing Maryland, who is dead to me.
Sorry.
That's the only reason we're taking Michigan. I don't have faith in Michigan, but I have no faith in Maryland. Okay. We have Michigan minus 18.5. Look for that line to move a little bit, but I still like it at 18.5. I think they're getting rolling right now. I think they're going to have a good week against Maryland. It's a good prep week right before Ohio State. I like Michigan 18.5. Florida going against Auburn this week. Big game. Auburn coming off that tough loss, but it's a tough place to play in the swamp. And this is the first time in 4 years that Florida going against a lesser-ranked opponent is not the favorite. We have Florida plus 6. I like Florida plus 6. And Oregon. Talking crap on the Pac-12. Oregon minus 5 all day. Oregon minus 5. Now we're getting into the bias picks, which is the juicy stuff. Jarrod doesn't even want to look at me right now.
I won't look at you right now.
Yeah, your bias picks have been awful. I'm sorry. I'm a Texas fan, but yeah, worse. No, not worse than yours.
Okay, I was gonna say yeah.
Right. I started off hot. Too.
We're gonna start with Brad. Mm-hmm. Brad started off hot, 5-0. He's on a 2-game losing streak.
Still tied for first.
Took Duke. The spread. The club, spread baby. Was plus 3.5. He took the over, and Duke lost
by
2.
Got risky.
Brings Derek to 5-2. Or Brad to 5-2, sorry.
Well, first off, they lost by 3.
They lost by 2.
17-20.
Sorry, 3. 2 was the spread, sorry. Yeah. No, anyways.
That was confusing to everyone.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So let me preface this by everyone has a bye this week except for Derek, and we all know byes. We're taking the Mountain West this year. So Brad chose Fresno State at Hawaii.
Yep.
Hawaii is favored 2.5 points.
Ooh, okay.
Over under 51.
A little high on that one. I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to go back with the spread. I'm going to go Rainbow Warriors on this one. Go Hawaii.
Hawaii, -2.5.
Hawaii?
2.5.
All right, going to Jordan. Jordan. Going against Wisconsin. Took the over. You would think, I mean, getting to the start of that game.
I mean, if Iowa State's defense wasn't so great. Because Chase Young destroyed Wisconsin's entire defense.
Yeah, Chase Young.
Entire offense. Predator.
Screw all the quarterbacks coming out of this draft. Chase Young should be the number one overall pick.
I agree. He should honestly have a legit shot at Heisman.
100%.
First defensive Heisman. Maybe not the first.
Not the first, but in 15 years.
One that doesn't return kicks.
Since Warren Sapp.
Yeah, and Charles Woodson.
Yeah, but since Warren Sapp.
Oh, to win it. Warren Sapp,
Warren Sapp was... No, he was a Heisman finalist as a defensive player.
Dope.
So Jordan is tied with Brad at 5-2. He also took the Mountain West. He has BYU at Utah State. BYU is favored 3.5 points over under 50.
Under 50.
Under. All right. We have Jarrell coming off a tough loss to TCU from his Texas boys. He brings his record to 3-4-1 with that weird push that he had in the regular season. He has another Mountain West Conference game. New Mexico at Nevada. Nevada's favored 4, -4, over under 59.
I'm taking New Mexico, baby.
Ooh,
Let's go Lobos!
Lobos!
Plus 4 for the Lobos.
Shout out to my sister. She graduated.
Shout out to Brian Urlacher.
All right.
Derek has not gone with his Michigan team since week 1. Has completely written him off. He is at 3-4. Michigan at Maryland, -18.5. Over under 56.5.
You know what? Just because I cannot pick Michigan, I'll just go the over.
You're going the over.
Yeah.
God. Never trust Maryland, dude. Well, myself, I don't know how I'm doing my 49-16 on the college pick'em, but I am losing in this entire group of picks.
Because you suck.
I took Cal on the season. So 2-5 is my record. Looking to bounce back. I have Boise State at San Jose State. Boise is favored 18 over under 58.5. San Jose State is playing on fire. I'm taking San Jose State +18. And that is my look into the futures.
Sweet. This is FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, we are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You are listening to Talking About Practice. Drill Gilbert, Derek Isumaki, John Lucan, Jordan Booth, and Brad Feingold, a.k.a. Statman Brad in the building. Before we move on,
Common. This is one of my favorite beats ever.
Yeah, this beat goes hard. Should we just let it ride for a second?
A little bit. Let's let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Shout out to the Maselli boys listening in right now.
Common really did crush this beat.
Yeah, dope album all the way around.
Yeah, that was this. I think this is his best album.
Yeah, not even close.
Agreed. Shout out to our underwriters. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by NorCal Park. Where did I get Park from? That's not even in the read here. My bad. NorCal Inc. and Toner, formerly Cartridge World, providing a cost-effective, environmentally friendly alternative to purchasing new printer consumables, specializing in the refilling of laser and inkjet cartridges and related products. NorCal Inc. and Toner is located at 764 Mangrove in the Safeway Plaza in Chico. They can be reached by calling 342-3333. 33. Once again, shouts to you. Thanks for rocking with us this evening. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. And I hate to switch it up when we're on such a high note. It's time, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. This goes out to the man, the myth, the legend. Scoring an average coming onto the scene, the highest ever recorded PGA Tour history, 68. 14-1 when going into a final round of a major with at least a share of the lead. This man has also won 15 majors, second all-time behind Jack Nicklaus at 18. This man, this weekend, won his 82nd official PGA Tour event, tied with Sam Snead all-time. To everyone hating, everyone in this room, he's back! Everyone that hates on Tiger Woods, you are dead to me.
You were once a great source of inspiration to me. You taught me that even a college dropout can make it. You told me to shoot for the stars, because if I miss, I may land on a cloud. You taught me that I can get on TV, Mama. I'ma put it down. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I'm good. Then you married a Kardashian. Which I get. Okay. Which famous black guy has it, you know? Then you decided to put on that MAGA hat. Was even able to look past that. Even the Yay album, I consumed it. I even played one track on my radio show, even though I was a little against it. But then this past weekend, you gave me 11 tracks of you preaching to me about God. The same man who once said, "You will not control the threesome, just roll the weed up until I get me some," is going to preach to me about God? Kanye West, you're dead to me.
First overall pick 2 years ago. Whole bunch of commercials. Progressive, Hulu, you name it, he's got it. At home with him, he says. "Babe, can you go get me the remote? Babe, can you go get me the popcorn?" she says. Expected to be one of the best teams in the AFC this year. A ratio, a touchdown to interception ratio of 1-2. 6 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. 2-5 on the season. Baker Mayfield, you're dead to me.
You're a necessary evil. We've had to deal with you for as long as the game has been played. We tolerate bad calls. We tolerate missed opportunities. But for far too long, you sit there in your crouched position behind home plate and try to make it about you. With your elaborate calls, your outlandish strike zones, your inconsistency to make a call. And for that, MLB umpires, you're dead to me.
I actually went to Luke Combs' concert this weekend. It was absolutely amazing. If you guys ever have a chance, go see Luke Combs. absolutely perfect. I cried. He was that good. I cried. He was that good.
Oh, man.
That Luke good. Luke Combs. One of the best. One of the best. I feel like you're playing this game slightly different than us, Brad.
I play by my own rules.
And that's You're Dead to Me, people. Wow, this is a first this season. We have made it 35 minutes into the show without talking about football. Good for us. Which is an absolute shame when the San Francisco 49ers have started the season 7-0, baby!
Of Santa Clara.
Fairweather fan.
Yeah, the Santa Clara 49ers.
Which means I'm back. I am fully invested. It's been several years, basically since that 8-8 season with Cap.
Notice how Derek isn't saying anything because he just got blown out.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to Derek. We're going to get to Derek. I was actually hoping to make it back from San Francisco in time because I was like, you know, me and Derek should watch this game together. It might get a little contentious, but I'm glad. I'm glad I wasn't there. That was rough.
That was rough, man.
What was it, 51-13?
51-13.
Put up a fitty burger on you guys.
That defense.
That's a tough one to swallow.
That defense is insane.
Literally, though. What's better, though? That defense or those jerseys this week, dude?
Oh, man. Those 90s jerseys. The
white with the red letters?
Oh, with the black outline.
Emmanuel Sanders looked real happy out there.
Yeah. He really did. Yeah. He was ready. Yeah.
He didn't have
Flacco throwing him no more.
Yeah.
He has no more flack.
Oh. Yeah, the defense looks great. I have no idea if Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback.
It doesn't matter. Nick Bosa could play quarterback, and it would be fine.
Honestly, kind of down for that. Let's just see what he could do.
Let's just have
him. What can't he do right now?
Hike the ball, throw it, run it, whatever. This guy is a beast.
He's
a monster.
I know. One thing we got to really look at is the offensive play calling of the 49ers.
I think... To that point, I really think that their offense struggles in a sense of identity of who's going to be the guy that week. But Kyle Shanahan, week in, week out, finds a way to just call the most perfect game plan.
Yeah, it's been a masterful job. He probably should get Coach of the Year if we were voting today. But
okay, so we talked a couple weeks ago about who's going to be the team that knocks off the Niners of their undefeated season. Do you think that the Seahawks can do that in Week 10? Do you really think? I mean,
the way the Niners are playing, the defense is going. Green Bay. I mean, we got some games coming up. I don't think it's going to just be a 16-0 season. But
no. But I mean, who's the team that knocks them off first? Do you think it's the Seahawks in Week 10, or is it going to get later?
I don't know. I mean,
let's talk to the fair weather here. Come on.
I'm not good at this. This is why I leave the gambling.
It's a beautiful day
to you
in the neighborhood, man.
One, he doesn't even know their schedule, so he's trying to find that.
I'm trying to look it up. I know we play Thursday night.
That's against the Cardinals.
All right, so here's your remaining schedule.
To Seattle.
You got Cardinals, Seattle.
In Seattle, right? The first game.
Cardinals,
yeah.
Seattle, Cardinals, Packers, Ravens, Saints, and Falcons, Rams, and Seahawks again.
Yeah, see, there's some landmines in there.
The Ravens, if you got past the Seahawks, is definitely the landmine.
Ravens are difficult. Is that home or away for the Niners? Do you know?
It's at the Ravens.
Yeah, see, that's a tricky game. You're flying into the East Coast, and no matter how you put it, Lamar Jackson's really difficult to game plan.
That defense is legit as well.
And their defense is really good, so that could be a tough one. Yeah, so, look, I don't know who will be the first loss. I think going up to Seattle, that's always a tough place to play. So, I don't know.
I mean, be on the lookout for Arizona because Arizona has definitely, I mean, not like we expected great things from them, but they've definitely outperformed what we expected.
Yeah, and it's a Thursday night game, so.
But I think
that could be a trap game where the Niners are playing on short rest and looking forward. Okay, we got Seattle. We're going up there in a week. Like, you know.
I think what most Niner fans and especially people in the North State are so prone and used to in Niners fandom is the offense. You know, you have the Joe Montana teams, the Steve Youngs, these prolific players that have come through, and it's always been an offensive sound game.
But
no one has really seen that 30 years ago. Yeah, I mean, even in the Super Bowl runs, you had the Kaepernick replacing Alex Smith.
Yeah,
that team was built on defense and running.
We had the best linebackers in the league.
It's back to that position. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's back to a defensive sound game.
Yeah,
you know, you don't need to rely on the offense. Which
is,
you know,
yeah. Well, our offense has been awesome. Our running.
I don't think the offense. That's my argument. I don't think the offense has been necessarily.
Our running game is insane.
I mean, I think it's play calling. I think it's play calling. Really,
Jimmy Garoppolo individually? No, Jimmy Garoppolo has not been great. But as a team, the 49ers offense has been spectacular.
Good offensive line.
Yeah, and that's what Tyler's
coming back.
That's what both of our tackles out too.
Yeah,
both of our tackles. Staley's out. Yeah,
Staley's coming back though this week or next week.
I think next week. Juszczyk's out. So, barring any major injury, the Niners, dare I say, could be a potential Super Bowl contender.
How would that be, Garoppolo Brady Super Bowl?
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Oh, look at the headlines of that.
That would be amazing. Hopefully. We'll see. We're getting way ahead of ourselves, though.
I'm just saying.
We're not. We're just saying. About halfway through the
Tiger
season.
Woods is back.
I never want to see that happen. I'm scared.
Aaron Rodgers threw two of some of the sickest dimes I've ever seen in last night's game. That one when
we're not talking about Danica Patrick, right?
Getting
three.
Ooh,
three dimes.
Does he throw?
I mean, it's not like Aaron Rodgers doesn't already have a pretty stellar dating record.
Yeah,
he's already dated
Olivia Munn. Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah, he's already up there. We already know it.
But that one when he was getting tackled and threw that dime to Williams in the back of the end zone was insane. That was just on a whole nother level. That and the did you guys see Deshaun Watson get kicked in the eye and still?
Yes. Did you see after he threw that pass, he came up and had a lazy eye from being jabbed in the eye, and he still was celebrating.
Yep.
Winner.
Any other things? J.J. Watt's out for the season again.
Oh,
Texans have looked good, but they are so.
I feel like
that's
a story. The story of the Texans organization. No. They are.
All right, I got a question for the group.
Yep.
All right. Are the 49ers at this moment the best team in the NFC?
No.
Wait. Okay, NFC? Well, give me something.
Who would you say?
Packers.
Okay, would you like to make your argument, sir?
I think the way that they started out, and they have the storyline of Aaron Rodgers, obviously, and always a high expectation, but coming in with a first-year coach that is not even the coach, but just to Aaron Rodgers to have a known role in that offense and to have that kind of power. To come in and to just have their struggles and have it blown up in the media to what they've come from. Their offense is firing on all cylinders, but what no one's talking about right now is the Packers' defense. The Packers' defense is legit. Not as legit as obviously the Niners' defense, but in a playoff situation, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers and a decent defense over Jimmy Garoppolo and a fantastic defense.
Okay. I mean, I don't disagree with that. I don't think the 49ers are the best team in the NFC as well. I think the Saints are the best team because when you get to the playoffs in tough games, it really comes down to quarterback play. And Jimmy Garoppolo, though he hasn't been terrible, and he's been okay. He's been good. I give him like a 7.5 out of 10. He hasn't been terrible at all. He's been more than serviceable. But when it comes down to the playoff time and big moments, you need big star performances from your quarterback, and Drew Brees has shown time and time again that he can do that. And so has Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, that's not a good or bad decision to go with him as well.
What do you think, Derek? Silence over here?
About Rodgers?
Best team in the NFC.
Best team in the NFC.
Sure, the Packers. I don't know.
You're not going to say the Panthers?
Well, they're clearly not. They got their ass whooped.
Yeah, after taking that beating, that's a pretty difficult argument.
That's, they're coming in with a first starting, you know, first time quarterback in Kyle Allen that's been 5-0, and
he hadn't thrown a pick, but he faced that defense and that
defensive line is hard to face. I mean, let's be real.
Why would I see the Panthers?
Do you think this loss solidifies Cam coming back to that franchise?
Maybe not. I mean, even though I expected it to be a better game, I was happy to see what happened because, I mean, it is going to lead way to Cam coming back. Before, it was a way bigger argument or conversation than it is now. I think once he's fully healthy, there's no question if Cam comes back. Because in a game like that, Cam would have been able to make adjustments. Not saying he throws the ball as well as Kyle Allen. And we all know that Cam is not an excellent thrower of the football. Right. But he is versatile and can do many different things.
Right.
Like, he wouldn't have kept letting Nick Bosa get to him. He would have found a way to get around him or get away from him or something. Mm.
Yeah. I agree. So it's going to be.
Wait, you think the Niners are the best in the NFC?
Sure.
I mean, it's halfway through the season. Nobody gets any trophies from going halfway through the season, but I just interested.
And I just don't think their schedule has been that difficult. I mean, the best win they have on their schedule so far is in L.A., and the Rams are good, but they aren't what they were just a year ago. That defense certainly isn't what it was just a year ago. You know, getting Carolina at home, no Cam, you know, again, that's an East Coast team coming to the West Coast, never easy. So it's just hard to say how good. I don't really know how good they are. I think that we know their defense is great. We know their play calling is great. We know their running game is great. We know Garoppolo is serviceable. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means in the grand scheme.
Well, I think that what's going to come down to for the Niners is not these next two series, but playing against the Packers, Ravens, and then Saints all back to back.
Yep.
And that's going to be the test of how good are the Niners.
Mm-hmm. And we'll find out. We'll find out a lot more about the Niners, but all they got to do is
win.
Keep on winning and get a bye in a home game in the playoffs, and they're going to be tough. So
that's going to be scary.
Yeah. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR. You know what we don't talk enough about around here? Hockey. So let's talk some puck with our foreign correspondent.
Puck, yeah!
Thank you. Our foreign correspondent, Aaron Isimaki.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Aaron? Hi.
Zozo Championship. What's up?
John was on my list of to add of who's dead to me with his whole tiger ridiculousness. But then he said the Packers are the best in the NFL, so I'm sort of on the fence.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get that.
We can find a common ground, Aaron. Tiger's back.
Listen, I'm not so sure. You know, we can debate that all day long, but you know, he won a tournament tour. It wasn't that impressive, I don't think. I didn't even think we were going to spend time talking about it because it was so unimpressive.
No, we're completely off script right now, and I just want to just pick your brain, you know, because he's back.
Listen, Jordan Spieth didn't play, Ricky Fowler didn't play, Brooks Koepka didn't play.
Dustin Johnson didn't play.
Not a lot of the greats played, so... You know, exactly. Did he really win?
How about them Kings, huh?
Yeah, there we go.
The quick pivot.
The Sharks are also on a very similar record.
I know. Don't bring it up.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So what are we missing? What are we missing out on this hockey season so far? What are the big storylines you could share with us real quick?
I think one of the big storylines is the Sharks, actually. I mean, it's just impressive how poorly they're doing. I think another big story, though, is Colorado is looking so good.
Yeah.
And since I have moved cities, I might become a Colorado Avalanche fan since I was never really a big Kings fan to start with.
I'll take it.
But I'll let you guys know.
Wow.
Is it possible to go to one of the games at any point? I mean, I don't know what's the distance-wise to Colorado for you.
It'd have to be like a weekend thing, but definitely, if I'm going to become an Avalanche fan, I will be going to the game.
I just would like to let you know one of my rules of fandom is the only way you could switch teams that you root for is if you move. And so I'll allow it.
You just better not become a Jazz fan. That would be terrible.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, if you become a Jazz fan, you will be featured on a segment of your dead to me.
You can excommunicate me. I can be dead.
It's totally
fine.
Remember how horrible those Jazz jerseys were in the mid-90s with the mountains on them? The purple
now,
and brown.
I can attest to this. I loved John Stockton and Jeff Hornacek and Karl Malone. I loved them. I loved them so much.
When the Bulls were playing the Jazz, it was kind of I was the odd one out.
I got a pair of the Hornacek.
Michael Jordan. Everyone else was a Jazz.
John Stockton, the only white man's jersey I would wear.
You wouldn't wear a Larry Bird?
Nope.
Really?
Not a Larry Bird? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I wear a Johnny Stockton. I wear a Johnny O.
What about a white chocolate?
Turn your mic on.
Your mic turned off. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
No white chocolate for you either, though?
Nah.
All right. Fair enough.
No Bibby?
Nah.
Well, he's a...
He's hot.
Well, I mean, let's be real.
And I also hate him. Aaron, you got anything else for us on hockey? Because we're going all over the place.
We're talking basketball.
White guy jersey would you wear, Aaron?
Well, John Stockton, obviously.
Okay, there we go. Would you wear a horny jersey, too? Hornacek?
That was weird.
No, was
yeah. Oh
name.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. I She's mean, Utah, I love that trio. I didn't like the Bulls back in the day. Mm. So it's fun to be in the city.
Yeah.
So, so let's sidetrack back to hockey, where we got you on the
phone. Yeah, I think we're good.
What are the teams that you had talked about a few weeks ago being kind of the front runners and the Tampa Bay Lightning and those kind of teams, are they still, to your opinion, that kind of team that's going to be kind of the front runner for the league?
Tampa Bay's fallen off a little bit. They are not having the season that they had last year. Now, granted, Tampa Bay had a phenomenal second half, and they had a decent first half last year, a phenomenal second half. So, you know, it's to be determined how it will turn out. St. Louis is still looking pretty good. I'd probably call them top 10. And then the Bruins are still hanging in, and the other team that's in the Pacific are the Golden Knights. So it could be an exciting season to see what Vegas does. Maybe they'll have another year like a couple years ago. TBD.
TBD, right here on TBP. Yeah. Aaron, thank you so much for your time. As always, we'll chat with you next week. Sound good?
Sounds good. Tigers Fuck yeah. back.
Tigers back.
Bye.
Bye.
later, Aaron. We want to thank Aaron Isimaki, the best Isimaki that's ever on the show.
Seriously, Derek, you kind of smell bad right now. Have you put on deodorant today? Or?
Weird. Let's move on. We still need to get to Brad's North State update. We might get to Foot and Mouth. We need to get to Grinds My Gears. And we need to talk NBA. And we have 8.5 minutes to do it. Let's talk hoop. Do the Warriors suck this year, or what's the deal?
According to Draymond, they do. Moving on.
Right. It's still football season, so I'm not watching.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, nobody expected. I don't think anybody expected the Warriors to be great.
No.
I mean, let's really talk, though. Like, of 8 seeds of a playoff race. No. They don't make the eighth seed?
They're probably 9, 10.
Really?
I think what
really?
Opinion, yeah.
I think what was underestimated about this team coming back together was that this team isn't coming back together, right? You really only have a couple of your core guys. Everyone else is new. If you watch their defensive rotations, it's an absolute joke out there.
So, well, I mean, you lost Iggy, you've lost Sean Livingston, you've lost these key veteran role players that kind of come in on the second team and keep that product going and keep that kind of that mentality going. So, but it's like every new team. I mean, look at the Heat when they first started. Not one, not two, not three, not four. They didn't even win their first year. You know, it's a cohesion kind of thing. It's team base is based off chemistry.
Yeah, but we can't say that the Warriors have any type of the potential or ceiling that the Miami Heat team had.
Nope.
They're not good.
They're not good right now.
They can round
no.
into being decent, but they're not going to be world beaters.
I saw in your notes there you had something jotted down about LeBron. I want to hear it. I want to hear your thoughts.
Oh, I want to hear Derek's thoughts on the Lakers too. But I mean, I like LeBron at the point guard position.
I don't.
I think it's the best decision that he's ever made, especially with his advanced age. I mean, it allows him to control the pace of the game, and he's used to having the ball 80, 90% of the time. Anyway, he's used to having a high usage rate, so that's nothing different. And then it allows him to still go to the post, and his team is good enough to where he can still play off the ball and do the things that he's accustomed to doing, as well as controlling the offense. Because we all know that LeBron doesn't turn the ball over.
I think it's the most lucrative lineup when they have LeBron playing point guard. It's the best-looking lineup that they have. I mean, to be able to have him as your point guard, and then, I mean, once Kuzma gets back, that's going to be a really nasty lineup, I feel.
Agreed.
I mean, we have big men galore. It's honestly kind of beautiful. Dwight Howard looks like an amazing shape right now.
Dwight Howard killed the Hornets last night.
He is on another level.
We have big men's galore. It's kind of beautiful is what you just said.
Yeah, I mean,
I just wanted to make sure.
JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis.
JaVale McGee 2 years ago you were talking crap about.
There's nothing much more to say about him, but he's still a big man in the play, and he's athletic enough.
I just don't think the Lakers have the depth that we thought that they would be good with. I really don't think when he gets down to brass tacks of a hard-wrenched 2-3-point game in the fourth quarter and you need that rotation, I don't think the Lakers have that rotation. Unless you have AD or LeBron playing 48 minutes, you don't have that rotation.
Agreed. Any more on hoop? Your Clippers are great. Awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, cool, Jordan. We'll
yeah,
talk about
Jordan,
that later.
The only actual Clippers fan that's ever existed. Shouts to you, Jordan. Your squad.
Man, anti-Laker fan. That's what it is.
Yeah, your squad beat up on both of our teams this week. So yeah, good for you.
We lost to the Suns. So there's that.
Well, yeah, there is that, which is very confusing. The Suns look okay this season, which we would talk about if we had more time. But we have just enough time for Statman Brad's North State Update. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, it is time for the North State Update. First, we're going to start off with Paradise. Well, Paradise doing what they're doing, and they're winning. They beat Red Bluff at Red Bluff 59-7.
Sorry, that was the Panther roar, not the Bobcat roar. Let me try it again. Real quick.
We are on the Bobcat roar. For crying
sorry, go,
sakes.
go.
All right, next up, this Friday, they'll be playing against Enterprise at home to finish off their season. And most likely, they'll be making playoffs.
Wow.
Now, shouts to Paradise, man. What a way to come back. Man. That's inspirational.
They're like they should change their name to, instead of the Bobcats, to the Phoenix, because they just rise from the ashes.
You know what? Wouldn't be a bad name change.
Too soon?
A little too soon, but I like the name change. Anyways, going back to Pleasant Valley High School, they had a huge win against Foothill. They were the number two team in the division, in the conference, sorry, and they beat them 35-28. Now, they're 3-1 with Chico 3-0. Shasta is right above PV at 3-1, and Shasta and Foothill are facing off. Big playoff implications in that game this Friday. But you know what? Want to know what's this Friday as well, boys?
The big game.
You think El Clasico's big? No. You think El Trafico's big? No. The granddaddy of them all? No. It's the Ammon Bowl. It's time to go. This Friday, PV, Chico at PV. Game time, 7:30.
And
5-4 PV takes on 7-1 Chico High. It's going to be a battle at Asgard Yard. It's going to be a tough one, but it's a rivalry game. I think PV's going to come out ahead on this one.
Of course you do.
Homer pick.
Bias. Yeah.
It's a very big Homer
there.
Pick.
We get it.
But TBP is going to be going, showing up.
Be in the building.
We're going to be in the building and reporting on that. And finally.
Look for the handsome dude in Flipside Radio camo hoodie.
I won't be there.
And finally, my stat of the day. For the World Series, home or away teams are 5-0. For only the third time in history
of
the World Series. Oh. Not just the first time. It is the third time in history. Okay. So, yeah.
Do you have those other times, or are we just...
We don't have time for this right now. But what we do have time for is...
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you're watching a workout commercial and the person doing the workout is smiling. No, don't. I want an accurate description. That's
run it out, dog.
No, don't give me that smiling action right now. No.
You're sweating. You can't sweat and smile at the same time. There's no way.
I want agony on that person's face, okay? God, what are they doing?
That's such a good point.
Working out
build
is not
some
fun.
Trust.
That is such a great point.
Oh, you're making me feel like when I buy this, I'm going to have a good time. No, it's working out. It's not supposed to be a good time.
Shout out, Billy Blanks.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The guy that does his curls... right in front of the mirror, in front of the rack, and you can't get to the weights that you're trying to do.
Yes, I'm with you.
Step back, dog. You can still see yourself. In fact, you get a better view of yourself when you're a little bit further away. You get a more complete picture. Give me some space to get my weights, dog. I don't know what they're doing, y'all.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Gender reveal parties.
Oh, man. This guy's going for the jugular today.
They're almost as pointless as dog's birthday party.
I will concur with that.
They're right up there with it. Just have a baby shower, okay? If you want to tell us that, let me know so I can buy appropriately.
Shoot, just have a baby.
Just going to be one or the other. Or not. Actually, there's so much more it can be nowadays. Yeah, right? I take it back. It can be anything nowadays.
Do you have another?
Give me 1 second.
I don't want to burn them all out if you don't have one.
Yes.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Wedding parties that have an infinite supply of bridesmaids and groomsmen. Like, God, cut off your friend list a little bit. Like, do you really need to have all one of your friends as a bridesmaid or a groomsman?
That is so.
Like,
sometimes
four.
You gotta
four
make a
max.
Hard decision.
That's all you're getting. Four, five. No more than five. Five is a lot. You're pushing it right there.
I think the normal rate is like eight.
See, that's way too
many. I think I'd tap out of like six.
I'm just saying, when the procession to go to the altar is longer than the actual ceremony, there's a problem right now.
Also, we don't need to announce every member of the bridal party every time.